Hey, it's me, Ben, from the podcast Buntum Vista. I'm currently on a property just outside of Crow's Nest, sort of near to your Toowoombas and your Esks. It's about 8 o'clock, I think. I've had dinner. I got a little fire going here. It's burned down to mostly coals. Still going pretty strong though. Louis here with me, but about half an hour ago, he put himself to bed in the tent because I'm boring him, I think. Looking up, I've got about a half moon at the moment. Stars pretty visible. Can't see the Milky Way though, but I mean, I'm right next to the fire, so hard to say. Anyway, this is a thing I was thinking about doing last week, and I was going to bring my proper microphone and my laptop just to do this, and then I completely forgot because I inevitably forget one thing every time I go camping. But I thought I'd start doing these things because I'm going camping once every week or so. That would be nice to do these little just a fireside story, if you will, and maybe that's a thing from history, maybe it's just a memory that I have. This is whatever springs to mind once I've hit the record button. I was thinking about how a couple of months ago I went on a road trip with my friends Ben and Mitch. We went in Mitch's car, big, beautiful Kingswood. It was lovely. We decided to go to Silverton, New South Wales, just outside of Broken Hill, because there is a Mad Max 2 museum there. Important to note that it is specifically for the film Mad Max 2, known to Americans as the Road Warrior. Disgusting. He has a few things from, like, the first movie in from Beyond Thunderdome and from Fury Road, but mostly it's stuff from Mad Max 2 because it was all filmed right up there. I mean, that in itself is pretty interesting. The guy's this, like, English guy who moved out here, like, 40 years ago or something. No, it can't be that long. He wasn't that old. 20 years, maybe. I don't know. He just moved out here when he was a young man because he was like, I fucking love Mad Max 2, which is awesome. And then he moved to Silverton, started this tiny little museum, and then bought a bunch of props, got a bunch of replicas made. Like, most of the cars they've got there are replicas, not like the actual original cars. But he goes out with an excavator, like a bobcat, to the spot where the base that got blown up at the end was, because they blew that up in real life. But he goes out with an excavator, essentially like an archaeologist, but looking for stuff from the movie Mad Max 2, and he's found a bunch of stuff. It's like he found a leather codpiece from the movie buried in the dirt from one of the filming locations, which was pretty cool. Anyway, so we went out there to see that, and also because it's a good length away. We did like 3 5 or 6 hour driving days, and then 2 nights in Silverton, and then 3, I know, Broken Hill maybe. Oh god, I'm terrible at this. Anyway, it wasn't that far away. It was the perfect length. We could all only really get a week off work. It was really good. And then the thing that I was thinking about was that on our way back, truth be told, I think the reason that I'm thinking about it is because the person in this story is a big time hippie, and the property I'm staying on is the hippie folk, which is fine. We were driving back. We were heading towards Gundawindi, so that would have been our last stop before we got home. Gundawindi's only about 3.5 hours from Brisbane, and we were fanging for a beer before we got into where we were staying in Gundawindi, because we hadn't booked accommodation yet either, so that was still sort of up in the air. at one point we're on our way into back into New South back from New South Wales into Queensland. We see this like turquoise coloured sort of van on the road ahead of us, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it swerves hard into the right lane and then stays there for a little while. It's not overtaking another car. There wasn't anything on the road. It just moved into the right lane as if it was merging across for something. And then a little while later, goes back into the left lane. And we're like, oh, that's pretty weird. Maybe they're drunk. We should, like, get away from this person. So we, like, overtake them. And then half an hour, 45 minutes later, the sun starts to set. And it's this, like, outrageously stunning sunset. Like, we're all standing there, side of the road, phones out, trying to capture the majesty of a sunset, which is fucking dumb because you can't, because they never, like, photo of a sunset, not from your phone, it's never going to look nice. And you can always try, but it doesn't work out. Anyway, we're trying. And then we see this van go past us, like, while we're on the side of the road. And I'm like, oh, that's their van from before. Interesting. Anyway, drive a little bit further. And we're like, okay, pub time. Time for pub. And then we see this beautiful big old corner pub at this small town, its name's I've forgotten, that's just south of Goodwindy. And we're like, fuck, we'll get something there. That looks great. And then we pull up and we're like, where's the entrance to this place? This is weird. And then we walk around the side. And it's just like a little hole in the wall. There's a guy there, and he's selling tins of soft drink and pizza, which is an odd thing to be sold from the side of like an old Queensland pub. It was strange. And we're like, we were looking for a pub. And he's like, yeah, nah, we bought this pub and then COVID hit us. And now we've had to do this. And we were like, oh, shit. And, you know, instead of maybe supporting the band like we should have, we're like, well, we were looking for a pub, so time to head off. Ben, because he was obsessively documenting every single, like, old-style Queensland pub we saw, walked around the corner to take a photo of the building, and Mitch and I are lollygagging, doing whatever it is Mitch and I do. And then all of a sudden, this woman, like, runs up to Ben. I'm like, okay, that's weird, but don't go over to investigate because, you know, maybe we don't want a part of that. And then Ben comes over and he's like, yeah, we'll meet you there. And while he's talking to her or whatever, I'm like, oh, that's weird. And he's like, yeah, we're going to go have a pub. We're going to go have a pub with this woman just at, like, the pub up in Goodwindy. And we're like, oh, okay, all right. For some reason, I don't remember him explaining at the time what the thing was there, but then we realised it was the woman from that van, and we're like, oh, okay. And then we get to the pub, we get out, and we're like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, hi, my name is, I can't remember what her name is, and I feel real bad, but it's German, and she is German. She's German and probably in her, like, mid to late 20s, I think. And she was like, oh, yeah, I've been driving around Australia by myself for ages, and, like, I saw you guys before. I saw you, like, overtake me, then I saw you by the side of the road, and I was like, oh, those guys look really interesting. I'd really like to hang out with them. And then I saw you guys there, and I was like, oh, this is my chance. I'm like, great, okay, yeah, let's have a beer. That sounds fantastic. You know, we all like meeting new people, having nice conversations and whatever. We go in there, we sit down, we all get some food, get some beers, start chatting to her, and it's like, she's clearly a sort of, like, Burning Man festival type person, you know, like, been doing the festival circuit. She was on her way to one at that point in time. She was going to go work at one, and had to be there at, like, 5 a.m. the next day, but was still, like, 8 hours of driving away. So she was going to have, like, one beer and then get in the car and drive overnight. And we're like, oh, Jesus. All right. Anyway, you know, we start talking to her and, like, yeah, she said she's been over here since she was, like, 20 or something. But, like, Came over for some sort of gap year thing, just kept kicking around doing backpacking, that sort of thing. Got a van, painted the van herself, that wonderful color of green. Then COVID happened and she just got like stuck here. And so she's just keeping on going. Talking of this, talking of that, at some point I mentioned that we saw emus that day, which was really exciting for like all of us, because none of us had ever seen emus in the wild before, and they're like crazy ass birds. Seeing one is a fucking treat. And I, because I'm that sort of person, was like, yeah, we saw 22 emus today. And she looks at me like, did you say 22? And I'm like, yeah, I was counting them. We saw 22. And she's like, no way. I'm like, oh, what? She's like, I've been seeing the number 22 everywhere. I think it's like this, I think the universe is like saying something like, you know, that there's sometimes you just see these things, these patterns, they repeat and they mean something. And I was like, oh, that's pretty crazy. Let's talk more about that. And we do. We talk at length about like her various sort of spiritual beliefs and things of that nature. And I was like, okay, you're hippie. But she was like, she's very funny, very intelligent. Had a lovely time talking to her. And eventually she gets to a point where, I don't know how we got onto it, but we were talking about how we had driven past her at one point. And that she'd just like gone into the other lane and we had no idea why. Actually, no, we didn't mention it. She brought it up. And she was like, yeah, I had like just rolled a joint and I was high as shit. And I thought that my lane was ending. So I was merging out because I thought the lane disappeared. And then eventually I realized, no, I was now just driving on the wrong side of the road. And we were like, ah, do you reckon you need to tell a person that they probably shouldn't be getting like crazy stoned and driving around? But I guess maybe that's a lesson she's got to learn for herself. And then, yeah, eventually she's like, well, I got to go. But do you guys want to come see my van? And we're like, abso-fucking-lutely, we want to see your van. And we take it out and it's like, we go out there and she like opens it up and switches all her lights on and stuff. And it's like insanely well appointed. Like she has done all the fit out by herself and it's all just like beautiful timber inside. Like really well designed, really like economical use of space, but it also looks amazing. It's like super cozy. She's got stuff stored in like webbing and like it looks nice as hell. And then she's like, yeah, you know, I hadn't really done much carpentry before, but I just sort of gave this a bash and it turned out pretty good. And we're like, yeah, that's fucking amazing. You did such an amazing job. She's like, all right, let's get a photo before we go. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And she's like, everyone do a thumbs up so you can all really see that I'm missing my thumb. And we're like, I'm sorry, excuse me. And she holds up her right hand. No, it must have been her left hand. She holds up one of her hands and she's like, yeah, I cut my thumb off while I was building this in the interior of my van. Apparently she was cutting a length of 2x4 in half, but like ripping it in half, like lengthways, like not the way you would expect if someone told you they were cutting a length of 2x4 in half. She was making two lengths of 2x2 with a circular saw, and I don't even know how you fucking do this, because you know the guard and everything, and like I don't even know how you'd be holding your hand, but yeah, somehow She slices the entirety of her thumb off with that circular saw. And doesn't seem to be getting her down. Doesn't seem bothered by it at all. So it was just a crazy reveal. She gave us some weed. And Mitch rolled us a joint that Mitch and I smoked, but Ben didn't. Because if he has even the tiniest amount of weed, he goes absolutely insane. I've seen it happen, folks. It's not good. It's a mess. Then Mitch and Ben stayed up drinking and I just got nicely stoned and I went up to, we rented like when like Australian country pubs have like a one single bedroom and a ton of those that you can stay in. We each got one of those, which I think Ben was disappointed at because it was our last night and I think he wanted to have three boys in a room again. But I don't think I was ready to share a bed with them again after the last incident where Ben hammered drunk It's like spear tackled me while I was asleep and then immediately fell asleep. It's great. Anyway, yeah, I got high and I went up there and I listened to the album Beat by Bowery Electric. Anyway, that's the story. I'm going to go back to listening to the podcast that I was listening to and hang out with the dog. Maybe I'll see if he wants to come out of the tent. I don't know if this format makes any sense or works at all. I was thinking maybe I should add a thing at the start saying you should only listen to this if you're like sleeping and it's at night time, because I think this would be a silly thing to listen to during the daytime. Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening. I'll catch you later. Bye.
Hard time yet and every where you go has it harder than ever been before. And the people are drifting from door to door. Can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Say you had money, you better be sure. And these hard times will drive you from door to door. Mm-hmm.